Now, a lot of us probably took a bus to school growing up. More likely than not, that bus had wheels. But at Milwaukee's Lincoln Avenue Elementary School, staff and students are creating a walking bus. The bus runs on Mondays and Fridays. It was created to raise attendance levels by giving nearby students a safe, reliable way to get to class. Regina Stieber is the community school coordinator for 16th Street Community Health Centers and Lincoln Avenue Elementary. She leads that route on Mondays. Regina, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, thank you for having us.
And Misty Ellen Kreider is school support teacher at Lincoln Avenue Elementary. She's the bus leader on Fridays. Misty Ellen, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Regina, talk through the concept. Now, I didn't have walking buses as a kid. As a parent, my kids have had kind of an informal walking bus. But talk about what need you're trying to meet here by getting this group of students and staff together to walk to school.
Yeah, so Lincoln Avenue, that area of Milwaukee, parents don't really feel safe having their kids walk by themselves just because of some crime in the area. And just, you know, it's dark in the mornings when it's winter and things like that. So parents had self-identified that problem. And so we found out that this was a great way to meet that need. And basically, we walk from the school and we pick up kids that have signed up to be on the route. And we all have this really cute cutout of a walking of a school bus. It's got little windows in it, and little kids can hold on to the handles and peek their heads out the window, and then we walk to school together.
And Misty, as I understand it, Misty Ellen, this was an issue for attendance. These concerns were, in some cases, keeping kids from coming to school as often as they otherwise might.
That's right. Our absentee rate last year for our students was about 12%. And we found that a lot of our students weren't coming to school. Safety was an issue, but also there are other educational barriers that prevent our kiddos from coming. Very often our parents work third shift, and it's tough for them to get home and get the kids and then get them to school on time. Also, several of our parents have little ones at home, and those little ones are at risk during the winter if they have to be brought out into the elements to get the school-aged children to school. So we were trying to be creative and find an alternative for those families that were struggling to make sure that their kids could get to school, because our students are more successful if they are in school every day. And our research that we've done around attendance has shown that students that attend regularly have a higher success rate in high school and also have a higher success rate of having jobs in the future. And we wanted that for all of our students at Lincoln Avenue.
And Regina, safe neighborhood or not, school can just plain sometimes be scary for a young kid. Is there kind of a social element here to just provide that happier start to a day for some of these kids?
Yes, absolutely. We had a student on the route that last year, he was very detached from the school community. He had a really low attendance rate. And now that he's been on the bus, we have seen significant improvements in his behavior. He's smiling a lot more. He loves when we pick him up in the morning. He's super smiley. So it's a really like social group for these kids. Like once we get to school, when it's colder out, we drink hot cocoa. That was something that the previous community school coordinator had started, and it was a fun way for students to bond and really connect over all living close. And a lot of them now say hi to each other in the hallways and have formed a little friend group. So
yeah, Misty Ellen, can you talk a little more about their reactions?
Sure. Actually, I would like to talk a little bit more about the young man that Regina mm-hmm. was starting to tell a story about. Last year, but when he was detached, his attendance rate at school was about 50%. And since joining the school bus, that has raised up to 80%.
Wow.
So it's been a significant difference for him. Also, the little ones, they wait with their backpacks by the door.
Mm-hmm.
They're so excited. And the community has been very open to us as well. When we walk down the street, the neighborhood that's starting to wake up and go to work, oh man, I wish we had a bus like that when I was going to school. And we get honks from area neighbors and lots of waves. So it's not just exciting for the kids. The whole community surrounding the school building is very welcoming to us in the morning.
And Regina, Misty Ellen had mentioned that jump in attendance for that one student you've been talking about. Are you seeing overall this driving better attendance? Are kids showing up more since you started this?
Yeah, for the kids that are on that route, all of their attendance has improved significantly. And so that's why we expanded it to 2 days. We just started that about 3 weeks ago. It used to be only Fridays. So that we're approaching our one-year anniversary of having the walking school bus. So it's really cool to see that we have expanded. Now we're doing 2 days. So hopefully we can see even more of an impact on attendance. And we are also working on adding another route that will run simultaneously so we can pick up more kids.
And Ms. DeEllen, is this leading to better attendance, you know, even on days when you don't have the bus, on the Tuesday to Thursday?
Traditionally, our attendance has been low on Mondays and Fridays, and kids tend to do better Tuesday through Thursday. But for students that have traditional high absentee times, getting that kickstart on Monday mornings has helped them remain through the week and keeping them there through Friday. So the kiddos that have the hardest time with attendance, it has been improving that, yes.
Regina, it might sound like a small thing. This is just a handful of blocks in radius. Little things like this can make a surprising difference, it sounds like.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, they did an article on us, and that article went viral. The Washington Post shared it, AP News, US News, and now we get to share our little story on WPR, which is really amazing for our community and for the parents and families who helped initiate this and who volunteer to walk, and for all of our teachers that volunteer their mornings because they just love their kids. And so it's been really awesome to see the impact it's had on the community. And also we've been working with the Boys and Girls Club because now they want to implement walking school buses as their transportation initiative to help after school. And so I got to speak with some people from Boys and Girls Club, and we're starting it because our school has a Boys and Girls Club. Now they're trying to establish a route for after school. So it's really, you can see the ripples, you know, happening through the community.
Even more so, I think it's putting Lincoln Avenue on the map in our community, in the Lincoln Village. There are lots of community leaders that also see safety as a high priority in that neighborhood, and knowing that the teachers are invested in providing those types of services for students has made our connection to community agencies in the area more vibrant. We're starting to see them come more to governance councils. They are talking about our school and letting people in the area know that it's a safe place for their students to come every day.
And Regina, I imagine people reading these stories around the country or hearing us talking right now, for that matter, somewhere out there, there's a teacher or administrator or community member thinking, hey, why don't we do that? What would be your advice to them be to get it started?
I would say, you know, just start, and maybe you won't have a lot of buy-in in the beginning, or maybe it'll be hard to get some kids up on time if they're not used to coming on time every day, or maybe some people don't want to get up that early to walk. But once you start, really, like, you get to see what a joy it is to pick up these kids and just to be outside and, like, to be there in the morning when the sun's rising and everyone's happy and walking to school. Like, you really come to love that experience. So just, like, giving it a chance and having an open mind, and knowing that if you just keep pushing and persevering, that it will work.
And inviting parents personally is huge.
Yes.
Letting the parents know that we're there, making that connection. Hey, I know Johnny's having a rough time getting to school. What if we gave you this option? Would that help you in the morning? And I think that's how we started building our bus.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised what the reactions are. Like, we just added a kid to the route, and their parent was telling us, wow, God bless you. Thank you so much. Aww. This is such a blessing for you to be able to pick them up twice out of the week because of certain health issues and things like that. So,
well, that's a great place to leave it. Thanks to our guests, Regina Stieber and Ms. DeEllen Kreider. They're with the Lincoln Avenue Elementary School, and the Walking Bus Program is what we've been talking about.